I want to continue on what we was sharing on the last time, the mystery. I want to talk about this mystery, Christ in us. We read Ephesians before, and we read Colossians. I want to pick up, I'm going to read from the book of Colossians chapter 1. We want to take time and examine this, look into it. Christ in us. Paul said this secret, this mystery, this plan was kept secret in the heart of God. And it was revealed in this time through the prophets and apostles that the non-Jewish people would be heirs, co-heirs with God, joint heir with Jesus, and that we'll be the same as the Jews or whoever Jesus came to the Jewish people, and the scripture said he came to his own received and not. But at one time the Jews thought Jesus was only coming for them. But this mystery of Jesus came so everybody, Jew, Gentile, it doesn't matter who you are, what color you are, what nationality you may be, he came so we could all be one with him. Amen. And this has been a constant battle of the enemy trying to deceive and separate, divide. He used everything he could to deceive, distract, and to divide the church. But Jesus said in his, just before he went to the cross, he prayed in the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John that they may be one as thou, Father, and me, I and them, that they may be one in us. And that was the whole thing. And so I want you to listen. I'm going to read again, but I'm going a little further about this mystery, the secret. And even now, in our day, we need to know the truth. Amen. We need to know that we are Christ's body. This great mystery that God is our Father and Jesus is Lord, and Satan has been defeated, and he'll never, never, never rise to defeat or rule over us again. So listen, Paul writing, and he wrote much about this. He said, he is the head of the body, which is the church. This is Colossians 1:18. He is the head of this body. He is the head of what? This body, which is the church. And since he is the beginning, and who? The firstborn heir in resurrection. He is the firstborn heir in resurrection. In other words, he was the first one that will ever raised from the dead, okay? He is the most exalted one. In other words, he's the first and highest. He's the most exalted one. He is the head of it. Now watch what the scripture says here. He's the exalted one. Holding fast, holding what? First place in everything. What place does he hold? First place. I want you to stay with me now. And holding first place in how much? Everything. Okay? For God is what? Satisfied to have all his fullness to dwell in Christ. Did you hear what I just read? God is what? Satisfied to have all of his fullness. How much is the fullness of God? All that God is. I want you to listen and think and open your heart up. All the fullness of God. He's satisfied to have all the fullness of Christ, all fullness of God to dwell in Christ. How much? All of it. All right? Verse 20. And by the blood of his cross, look what happened now. And by the blood of his cross, everything where? In heaven, where else? In earth is what? Brought back to what? To himself, back to what? Its original intent. What was the original intent? God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air. Is that right? Over every creeping thing that what? Creepeth upon the earth. Everything that moves, he said, have dominion. Man, and man did not have to sweat. He had everything at his hand, at his disposal by, and he didn't have to struggle to make it, to live. He had the life and nature of God. He had God's divine ability, wisdom, skills, ability to do what? To work, to succeed. And it was not a sweat. Just stay with me now. And everything between God and man, his first man, Adam, he blew it. It was lost. But the last Adam restored everything back to its original intent. Everything. And now let me finish the verse so you can see it. I'm going to read the whole verse again. And by the blood of his cross, everything in heaven, how much? Everything and earth is brought back to himself. Brought back to himself, back to its original intent, restored to what? How many times have we allowed Satan and things? It's been restored to innocent again. I can't tell you how many nights I wasted listening to the lies of the devil. Anybody else in here? I'm the only one. But whatever I am accused of, whatever you are accused of now, God is not accusing you because he restored you to innocence.